Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
Are you ready? Here we go.
KFNC. Mont Bellevue, Houston, ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. Happy Tournament Day. Are you excited about the tournament?
Not as much as years past.
No, I know, right? I can't because I've got to go and do some other stuff, so I can't
so
watch
the beginning. So much stuff going on. I've got the bracket done, and I've got all that stuff, but I'm not in anything that wins me money. I'm not allowed to. We get the email from compliance every year. Just a reminder, no on the tournament from the NFL. Can't do it. I think there is, maybe there's something where if there's a monetary value below something, because we have that with fantasy football, they have to spell that out too. But yeah, the tournament is a big no-no.
Really?
Yeah.
At the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible.
I mean, it's okay to do brackets and all that stuff, but they're like, you know, I don't know. There's some rules.
Well, if it, big bracket you can't do for big money?
Yeah.
Well, it's not like we're playing for big money anyway.
No.
Well, you could play ours and you could win
some. Yeah.
What if you won a Texas Mattress Makers Max?
So, Kent, that's a pretty good one. We've got a bunch of them, right?
Yeah, we got that with two Indochino suits. We've got $50 gift cards. All you have to do is go to our website and let's go.
There's still time, but not a lot of time.
Yeah, no, you can still get it.
There's still time. Here a little later, about 7:30, I'm going to give you four teams to look for as potential bracket busters. So yeah. we'll do that here in a little bit. But you still have time to fill it out, right?
Now, I guess I'm usually more excited about this because we're usually at Nick's place to start the tournament, right? And we can watch all the games and we can have like a three-meal Nick's place day. Well, he's such a turd. I don't know why we're not there. Nick, why are you a turd? I don't get it. Okay. Why are we not at Nick's place enjoying calzones to die for and everything else that we pleasure on during our stay there?
What?
We enjoy pleasurably, I meant. That's what I meant.
I don't like the wording at all so far. Why are you putting your headphones on now, Del?
Because phrasing is all. What are you doing on that calzone?
Hey, did you see the internet guy that said he was pleasuring himself with his cat? And now did you see that?
Yeah, that he's like a YouTuber, and he goes, then he had to take Twitter. I swear I did not ask my cat.
I didn't put my thing anywhere near my cat.
Then what was he talking about?
I don't know. Why did he say it in the first place?
I don't know. Now he's like engaged to his boyfriend. That's now the new story. But
he's engaged to his cat?
To his boyfriend, which is a human, not his cat. So he went from effing his cat to letting the world know he's engaged.
My goodness.
Wow, that's aggressive. That's 7:03.
You brought it up.
And we got our first effing the cat reference.
First and only.
He brought
first
it
and
up.
Only.
No, I'm just saying, that's all I'm saying, is that this is usually a Knicks day where we watch the games all day.
Home of the vibrator races.
Well, that's later. They do that at night, at midnight. Games are over. When the games are over.
See, when your bracket is 14-2.
Otherwise, you'd be too distracted from the games to enjoy them.
And to be fair, when you're trying to listen to Gus Johnson, do you really want to hear
no.
in the background?
You don't want anything
in the
background. You
don't want vuvuzelas.
No, no. Speaking of boo-boo juice.
Vuvuzelas.
Vuvuzelas. Yeah, oh, vuvuzelas. Okay. All right, 713-780-3776.
I got vuvuzela where we were Gilbert had called in, and all of a sudden, I don't know, something about this is when vuvuzelas were hot before the 2010. And then somebody started, like, Chance started playing a vuvuzela, and Gilbert goes, yeah, anyway.
Gilbert started doing a vuvuzela.
Hey, can I ask you why Joel Blank in my sports map sends out a video? I've got you and AJ Hoffman and Raheel.
Right. All with doing a tight shirt on.
Yep, all doing a video. And then today's video is Joel Blank. How did this come up, this topic? How the Colts acquiring Clowney would be best case scenario for the Texans. Huh? Is this something we're talking about?
Well, no, I think they just...
You may have to play this video, because how's Joel getting Clowney and Colts? Why would he... Has this been discussed, or is this a rumor or anything like that?
I have not heard this anywhere. Have you, Joel Blank must have heard it. Maybe Joel Blank just said it, and that's where he heard it.
I just don't see any scenario where
the Colts are
trading for a player with a franchise tag, and how the Texans would give a player like Clowney away in the division. That's just such something you rarely see.
No.
Unless you really think lowly of a player, you're like, good, we want to keep him in the division.
I don't think they want to keep... I wouldn't think they'd want... But Joel thinks that's the best case scenario?
Yeah.
Clowney over there would be a good thing? He must not think very highly of Clowney, then.
Yeah, that's what
I wouldn't think you'd want to play Clowney a couple times.
We'll have to play the audio on the video and see what Joel says. Joel does videos like every day. That guy's the hardest working... He's the hardest working.
He only does 3 hours.
Okay. He's the hardest working midday host. He does, besides Barry Lamb.
Maybe if he does an hour video every day, then he'll catch up to me. So slow your roll on the hardest worker. Okay, he'd have to do an hour video every day.
Well, to be fair, that 10 to 11 hour. How hard slow are you actually your roll working
on the hardest worker?
Okay,
10 to 11. How hard are you actually?
Okay,
working?
I'm the only one here that does 4 hours.
No.
Yes.
That's not true.
Yes.
What do I do for?
But you don't count.
I'm standing right here.
You're just pushing buttons.
Technically, I'm standing right here.
Technically, I do 12 hours a day. So, I mean, I know your 4 hours is super hard, and I'm over here with mudslides and bad. Now I'm on.
Well, that's you, your own doing. You did that for yourself.
Yeah, you're the one that took the boo-boo juice.
What are you talking about? No, I'm talking about
bombs in Starbucks.
No, mudslide is a term for a ton of work.
No, it's either a sloppy fat guy or you did in that bathroom.
Your wife and family, they're in the car now probably. Do they appreciate that you didn't drop bombs at the house today?
No, I just go to Starbucks and I say, hey, you want it? Yep. You know what? That's what I say. You want a gender neutral bathrooms? Now you got it.
You're punishing them for that?
No, I'm just saying this is what happens.
This is what happens. You think some woman's going to want to come in here now?
Oh, I don't know if you know the deal. Women can be foul in there too.
I know.
Oh no.
He, her,
women,
she, it.
They poop perfume.
I heard you. Why are you limiting them to that? I mean, there are a lot of other things that go on in that area that they.
Yeah, exactly. What's wrong with you?
What are you talking about being disgusting?
You go too far. We just started the show.
It's not Dell doesn't even hold back.
No, what the hell happened to you?
Why are you limiting it to the thing that Lance did? That's not the only thing that's disgusting sometimes in a bathroom.
Yeah, that's
no. Well, you're being disgusting right now. The kids are on their way to school.
Stuff with
this
cats.
Is a school day.
Stuff with and you're cats doing
it. That's March.
Cats and other cats.
It's the right, second day of spring. No, school's done.
Rockets took a day off yesterday.
For three quarters.
Yeah, for three quarters, and then.
James went off.
And then, but they still end up losing.
Hey, I saw Chandler Parsons. How about that? Chandler Parsons was actually playing basketball yesterday. That was interesting.
It really is like he's been dead for four years.
I mean, honestly, you want to talk about of all the wasted money in basketball over the last four years or so.
He's way up there.
He's up there.
He's way up there. I mean, he's up there with Gilbert Arenas as far as stealing money. It used to be Gilbert was the standard bearer. And then now, Chandler Parsons, since he left the Rockets, really, that was 2014, the summer of 14. He's been stealing since then for five straight years of theft.
And, and he contributed last night. The Rockets lose to Memphis. You know, AJ and I had a conversation the other day, and he was, you know, kind of like, whatever. I'm convinced the Rockets are a contender in this deal. Well, whatever. Look how they're beating teams, and now they lose a game like this to a Memphis. You know, and you're talking about
them. Who are the other contenders in the West, then?
Oh, yeah, right. Well, look at Golden State. It's 7-7 over the last 14, so they're not a contender? Really? And look at some of the teams that they're losing to. This stuff happens night in and night out. This is NBA. The other guys got good players, too. They get paid a lot of money as well. And so, you know, sometimes stuff like this happens. The Rockets had been playing really good defensively, though. Mm-hmm. They had really upped their game defensively.
Yeah.
And that didn't seem to be the case last night in a back-to-back situation. Mm-hmm. And 3 out of 4. Basically, they're playing every other day now till the end of the season. So, you know, here's the thing is, you know, how do you want to approach this thing? You're not catching number one. You're not catching. I doubt you're going to be the number two seed. Highly doubt you're going to be the number two seed. You're not going to be number two either. So how do you approach this thing as we head down the stretch? I heard Mike D'Antoni. It was interesting, really interesting. I heard him the other day. If you have your choice, if you're playing Russell Westbrook, who do you think Mike D'Antoni wants on Russell Westbrook the most?
Defensively. He didn't say James.
No, he did not say James.
Yeah, he said Chris Paul.
No, he did not say Chris Paul. He said he was asked whether Eric Gordon.
Yeah, you know, EG's not a bad defender. Like, no. He'll give you some effort.
Well, out of Chris Paul and James Harden.
Well, yeah.
Is tall as Tyrion, isn't it?
Well, I don't want my two most important offensive players to be having to check Russell.
Yeah, but I guess who Eric Gordon's a pretty important player as well.
He's important, but he's still third.
Catch and shoot guy too.
He's still down the list between.
He doesn't have to. He's not creating nearly as much as those guys are, which takes a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. So he's I get that as well. But that was a little bit because he was asked whether or not do you start Daniel House, you know, so that you actually have a true three. That's 2/3 kind of guy in Daniel House, as opposed to 3-point guards on the floor. Mm-hmm. Because that's what you basically got with James Harden, Chris Paul, and Eric Gordon. Eric Gordon is a two. He's not really a point guard, but he's a smaller two. Do you start Daniel House? And the answer was no. I want Eric Gordon on the floor for defensive purposes. Mm-hmm. When we're playing, some of the guys that he mentioned, I was like, really? He's gonna be covering that? Really? Mm-hmm. But given your choice of those three guys, Eric Gordon is the guy that you're going to want defensively. So the point, I guess, being is that they were playing much better. Look at the scores of late. They were giving up 105, 102, 106, 106, 93, 91, 95. They were playing much better defensively and have been since the All-Star break, since Clint Capella came back. I don't think that there's that's a coincidence.
No. Now, Clint Capella has technically cost you he's been very important, technically cost you a game yesterday.
What did you think of the call?
No, I didn't love the call. I think you let it go at that particular point. You swallow a whistle, obviously. But, I'm in favor of playoff basketball late, the last few seconds of a game. You got to be very, very conservative with that whistle. But you had the foul call at 0.1 second, so they got a free throw, made free throw, missed second, game over. James Harden's fourth quarter and then overtime, he did some stuff that was ridiculous. I mean, the Rockets had a turnover, so they were down two, 125 to 123. And they doubled in the backcourt and got the rare steal that led to a layup. But it was a 2-on-1. And if it would have been deeper, if it would have been closer to half court as opposed to closer to the top of the key, I think James might have pulled up for a three.
He might have.
Because he tied it up at 125. I think he would have pulled up for a three potentially, even though it was a 2-on-1 wide open layup. And that would have been the ultimate make or miss that would have been on every TV show the entire day. Like, this is why I can't stand basketball anymore, Kenny. When you have guys pulling up on a wide open layup and they're shooting three with 14 seconds, we have got to take a look at basketball and change it forever, Kenny. And then they would have just, it would have been every Nick writing.
And when you see this, this is why the Rockets are a joke.
This is why LeBron is the best player.
Wait. This clearly is why LeBron has always been the better player to Harden.
Thunder sticks out here. Nick Wright likes the Rockets.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
But he loves, slobbers all over LeBron.
He said that the Rockets are the biggest challenge. He believes they're the team. Only team that can beat the Warriors. No.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
the only team that could beat the Warriors.
Did he say that the Warriors were the biggest threat to the Rockets?
No, he said the Rockets were the biggest threat to the Warriors.
Well, then he doesn't love the Rockets.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think the Warriors are the biggest threat to the Rockets.
Yes.
Well, you can't play that game if you're not on top.
Yeah, you can't. People play with the Warriors. Rockets were on top last year.
No, because they're the champions. The Rockets don't have any of those
things. Oh, really?
Yes, there is.
The Rockets are the hamstring champions. If it wasn't for the hamstring, they would have won the championship.
The Rockets were hamstrung.
Yep.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yes, it does.
It kind of does.
That doesn't get written anywhere.
It kind of does.
One of us wrote a sports map article.
No one read that.
I'm writing Alex Bregman today.
What are you going to say?
I'm going to say it's a good deal.
Okay.
Oh,
it's Carlos Correa is going to like it.
Carlos Correa is not going to
He's going to like it, and he's going to say, yeah, I think it's a good deal, too.
Well, how about Mines? Give me Mines.
Let's go.
Oh, really? What I wrote was they're giving Alex Bregman a $100 million deal while they're fighting with Carlos Correa over $750,000.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Carlos played like a guy who should be fought over with $750,000. Yes. You know when you want to get the $100 million deal?
Well,
when you do a Bregman like last year?
Where were we a year ago, though? Exactly 1 year ago. Look at where we were on that subject versus today.
But Bregman was still considered a good player. Bregman hadn't come off a really bad year. Like, Carlos came off a really bad
year. Bregman was bad for a half a year. Let's not forget.
Bregman's a slow starter.
Yeah, he was a slow
starter. Every year he's a slow starter. He was last year.
Yeah.
Every year he's a slow starter. If Carlos Correa pulls a Bregman from last year this year, then pay him too.
Yeah. The World Series year, Bregman was batting eighth in the order in June and July.
Yeah, and out there getting clutch hits.
No, not in June and July. He wasn't. He wasn't good.
No, but the World Series.
And then he came out.
And then his balls were hanging, swinging around in the dirt.
Yeah, you know what? What's his postseason average?
It's probably 700.
229.
Oh, in my heart, it's 700.
Well,
can you put thunder sticks out for a baseball game? Are you allowed to have thunder sticks for a baseball game? I don't think they let
the
you
Angels
do that.
Did on the World Series run. I don't know if that's still a thing anymore, but they're the ones who brought it to baseball.
You know what's a thing right now at Bayou Social, at Prime Social, Prime Social.
Oh, yesterday was PLO. Did you play?
I didn't play.
Hot Limit Omaha.
I got my ass handed to me in golf, so I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I didn't play.
Oh, so that's back to back losses for you. Ass handed to you in poker and golf.
Oh, it was a big loss yesterday in golf. So I should have gone and played poker. I'm an idiot. Go play poker. And here's the thing. If you're playing the tournaments, they're having a month long. Most earnings in tournaments for the month is winning cash. I mean, nice, really nice cash.
Yeah.
So the only place to play tournaments is at Prime because you could get paid at the end of the month. Big.
Yeah. And if you're playing and if you continue to it's in terms of the Jeep.
Yeah, that is cash games.
The cash games that
every
you get
10
to
hours.
Final table.
Every 10 hours that you play, you get a ping pong ball.
Yeah.
And then you get to the final table. And the final table, whoever wins the final table.
Well, the ping pong ball means you're drawing 10 people out.
And you're drawing 10 ping pong balls.
To play in the final table.
To play in the final table.
And they got a separate final table where you're going to sit there. We got the RFID chips ready?
Yes, and you can watch it online with a little bit of a delay, but you can actually watch it like it's on like a television.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be really cool. And that's happening all month long.
You're
going to
win a Jeep from Chastain.
So all you have to do is play for 10 hours at Prime, and you're going to be eligible to win that car from Chastain.
Yeah. So playing poker equals winning Jeeps. Oh, wow. Mm. Who knew? Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer.
Oh.
Head down and go play.
Oh, what about a $10,000 guarantee tomorrow at Prime Social?
Boom.
7801 Westheimer. It is the best place to play. It's not even arguable. The best. It's PrimeSocialTX.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Give me the VIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear. Yeah. GiveMeTheVin.com. John Clay Wolf isn't here because we would talk about stuff, everything but GiveMeTheVin.com. I don't know why, but that's what happens usually when he's on. But here's the deal. Let me talk about GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com is the place to go for you to get the value for your car. What do you want to, I mean, you want to sell your car. And if you are selling your car, why not get the highest price for your car? And if it's not the highest price, if it can't beat CarMax or Texas Direct, then he's going to send you $100. He says overnight you $100, so it's going to cost him more than $100. That's how sure he is. He's got the best technology. He's got it. It literally takes you about a minute and a half to get your quote for how much your car is worth. All you have to do is put in the VIN number, and it'll tell you, and then you tell him the miles and what kind of condition it's in. Bing, 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 you're winning. All you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. Get the highest price for your car at GiveMeTheVIN.com.
The Culture Map Tastemaker Awards event is coming soon, March 27th. Get tickets today for the annual celebration of Houston's restaurant and bar community. Your ticket includes food, drinks, and free valet. Go to Houston.CultureMapTastemakers.com. That's Houston.CultureMapTastemakers.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, no. 721 ESPN 97.5. We had Gilbert on yesterday, right? And he had his bike. His bike was fine. What do you think happened here, Dell?
Well, he is not known to be the most trustworthy person in the world.
Well, he apparently leaves his bike. Oh, let's get Gilbert in here real quick because this is sad. Gilbert, what happened? Gilbert, what happened? Yeah, what happened?
I was at West Hammer yesterday, waiting on a bus. It stopped by a convenience store, trying to get some soda pop, you know. And this guy standing in front of me. You want to buy some the ticket for the lottery ticket anyway for 10 o'clock a day. And he stole my bicycle anyway, you know.
He stole your bicycle? Wait, he was selling lottery tickets and he stole your bicycle?
He couldn't get no ticket, you know.
Yeah.
Lottery tickets on the street?
Drawing ticket for those.
Right.
You know, those tickets that are the Texas lottery, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What did he look like?
He was a tall, blonde-haired guy, anyway, you know.
Oh, there we go. A tall, blonde-haired guy stole your bike?
Yeah.
I never heard that before. Usually,
white guy, you know.
White guy stole your bike?
Yeah.
There it is, Dale.
Hey, so.
Why are you mentioning my name? I didn't say a thing.
You're sitting there waiting with bated breath.
Yeah, you were, but you know what you were waiting for, Dale.
Well, I got what I wanted yesterday. I don't care about today.
Yeah, you did. So Gilbert, a big, tall, white guy, blonde, white guy. Did anybody, if anybody else is out there, and what time was this, Gilbert?
About 9 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock.
You were out at 9 o'clock at night with your bike at Westheimer and Gessner?
Are you sure it was a blonde guy? Because I know one man who's out of work who may just need to, you know, take your bike to a pawn shop. Did you recognize, was his name Brandon? Like, did he look like a Texans backup quarterback?
Ooh.
No, he's got reddish.
No.
He's got reddish hair.
Was it strawberry blonde?
Yeah, it was reddish hair. It's not him.
Was he walking around with a lob wedge?
maybe a baseball glove too because he was drafted by the Yankees?
Yeah, was he walking around the baseball?
Okay, drafted by the Yankees. Okay. Yeah, maybe. I'm pretty sure Brandon Whedon doesn't
need... Was he being cuffed for suspicion of theft?
No.
Theft by check?
He didn't steal... who was the best backup in the league last year?
See what you did,
who
Gilbert?
Came in
See what
and
you
took
did,
a
Gilbert?
Snap.
You turned this into
when
a Brandon
Deshaun
Whedon thing.
Ran Gilbert. In before the half ended. Deshaun, who should be criticized for running in before the half ends, okay? And Brandon Whedon had to come out and take the snap, okay? That's what happened last year. So, Gilbert, so you at 9 o'clock at night, that's not like you. I thought you'd be home by then.
I was, but it was going to be a little late anyway, you know, because daylight saving time, you know.
Well, it's not till 9 o'clock.
What?
Yeah. No. Daylight savings time, you can go out later, Dell. That's what he means.
Oh, okay.
Well, not that late.
We're last at today. We're
I'm right. I've been here. I've been here.
No,
I've
been here. No, Lance is in Florida.
He's in Florida. You, no, I'm not that's in Florida. That's a great guess by you, Gilbert.
I'm not in Florida.
Yeah. All right, Gilbert. We're sorry.
Let me tell you, Lance.
Yeah?
You're in Florida, right?
Yeah. No. Yes, he is.
Yep.
Can I get some tickets to the Yankee game anyway, you know? I like to go to the Yankee game.
Wait. In Florida?
No, the Astros regular season anyway.
Yeah, well, he's with the Astros right now in Florida, as a matter of fact. Oh, so okay. Maybe you can pick those up, Gilbert, Lance, for Gilbert. He wants to go to the Yankees game.
He's got lunch with Jim Crane later. He'll be able to ask Jim Crane.
Yeah, Jim Crane wants to get you tickets. Okay,
I think they're sold out.
I'm pretty sure Gilbert, he'll be able to set that up. All right, just call back. Actually, we'll get you Lance to sell.
Mm-mm. I buy a new bicycle. I got a bicycle already. Anyway,
you got a new bike.
Wait, whoa! You already got a new one?
Who got you that bike after 9 p.m.?
No, I got that one from a couple years ago. Women, Hurricane Harvey came to town anyway.
Came to town.
Yeah.
And a black guy stole my bicycle on the bus anyway. I got it back anyway. You know.
It always comes back to.
Thanks, Gilbert.
You remember that, Glenn?
Yeah, I remember that. You remember
black guy? It was the ninth time a black guy saw your bike. We remember it.
We remember. How about this guy, though? A big blonde white guy.
Wait a minute. He got the bike that was stolen during Hurricane Harvey back?
Apparently. Big black guy apparently came and gave it back.
To be fair, I don't think it would take a big black guy. It could be a small black woman who stole his bike. I don't think Gilbert has many defenses against anyone taking his
really?
Bike. It seems
really?
Like it.
What you know about Gilbert and Kung Fu? Nothing.
Ooh, I wouldn't.
What you know about it?
I don't know. No,
I don't know. I don't think he knows anything about it either. If you really want to know
the truth. Why would he know about Kung Fu?
Because
what?
Because he watched the show. All right.
I felt like he was watching Debbie Does Dallas back then.
Grasshopper. Yes, he used to watch the show. Thank you.
Has he quoted David Carradine?
He might have. Who knows? You see, how did David Carradine die, Del?
He was in, didn't he die like None from autoerotic asphyxiation?
That is how he died. Yes.
He couldn't breathe anymore. That's how he died.
Yes, that's the cause of death, but he was doing other stuff at the time.
Yeah, he was doing stuff.
Yep. All right. Yep.
You're right on that.
You know, if you're doing stuff, if you're having some cocktails, all you got to do is go to cheershealth.com. Cheershealth.com. They changed their name from Thrive to Cheers Health. Cheers Health is awesome. When I am I'm not drinking now because it's Lent, but when I am and I'm not observing Lent, what I'm doing is I'm taking Cheers before three tablets before I go to bed, and boy, you do feel better. I'm not joking about this. This stuff really, really does work. And if you're looking for a great way to not have that hangover, and it's guaranteed, if you don't feel 50% better, they're going to send you your money back. You're going to feel better because of CheersHealth.com. If you're looking for a great way to not have that horrific hangover, then you got, and even if you just have a couple of glasses of wine, you're still going to be sluggish. You'll feel better. It's scientists did this. I don't know. Doctors and scientists and Ivy Leaguers, they all put this together. They know a heck of a lot. I don't know how it works. All I know is you're going to feel better. CheersHealth.com. That's CheersHealth.com.
This is ESPN 97.5. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So Ichiro just came up. Ichiro just came up in a RBI situation in Japan. They pulled him from the game yesterday. He's playing late today. It's 4-4, the A's and Angels, in a regular season game.
Are you a little worried that the Astros could be a full game out of first if the A's win without even having to play a game? The Mariners won yesterday?
Yeah, the Mariners won.
Okay, so if the Mariners win, are you a little worried that the Astros are already a full game
No, because it's the Mariners and they're going to suck.
But But how many days will the Astros be out of first place?
Here's the thing is that the A's are a really, really good offensive team and a really, really bad. While they got Trinan as the closer and they got a decent bullpen, their starters are terrible.
Oh, and the other news, allegedly, this is Ichiro's last game. Like, the source,
yeah.
he's going to retire.
This is it. Yeah. And he just takes off all his clothes and then just goes to his house or apartment or whatever. And he's like, I'm done.
His house or his apartment?
Mm-hmm. Wherever he lives, he's like, I'm just driving home.
And the place is packed and standing every at bat and paying tribute to it. This is their greatest ever player. You can have Sadahara. Oh, I'm going to take Ichiro. Okay? Hmm. You can take Sadahara O, okay?
Is anyone taking Sadahara O?
I don't know. He was vying with Babe Ruth for most home runs ever in baseball history.
As the Beastie Boys once said, and I got more hits than Sadahara O.
So that's what
he got name checked in a rep.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you know you're big. Mm-hmm. Right, look at Ichiro. Oh, they're pulling him? Yeah, they're pulling.
No, they're pulling everybody else off the field.
They're pulling everybody else off the field?
So you can do a little goodbye.
Take a little victory lap?
It looks like it.
Looks like, yeah.
So that's going on right now. Your Rockets lost, but in dramatic fashion as they gave up. There was a foul called with 0.1 seconds to go, and a free throw was made. The game was over. James was 51, and he was raining in challenging threes yesterday. In the fourth, and then also in the didn't he have how much? What did he have in regulation? He was right at 50, wasn't he?
I think he was 51. He might have been 51.
I think that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. James ended up with his last three. His last three was 31 feet away from the. I don't even know what to call it. Left side angle is what Gene Peterson used to call it.
Left side angle.
And he was way, way out there and then drained the three. So it was I want to stop that for a second and talk about Ichiro just for a quick second.
Yeah, you went away from Ichiro when he was being honored. Well, because
people can't see. I know, but people can't see this. I know, we're not doing a TV show.
But we can talk about it.
Well, I know. So let's talk about Ichiro.
I'm kind of choked up a little bit
Let's talk about Ichiro.
He's hugging all of his teammates.
What kind of impact did he have on the game?
I was just thinking that, as a matter of fact, is that, you know, obvious Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
But everybody discounts, and rightfully so. The Japanese league is not Major League Baseball. It's just not as good, period. But this dude, I mean, he did. He had an impact worldwide on baseball. He translated to Major League Baseball. There have been some Japanese players that have been good. And, you know, usually it's a pitcher with the Bugs Bunny curveballs.
I mean, that's the hard thing with this is like he had an impact. I don't know that we don't see a bunch of Japanese hitters in the league.
No.
That's not something we see. Otani, if you want to, you know, count him. But when you look at, so he received MVP votes. The worst is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 for 10 straight years when he entered the league. He was in the MVP.
And he was an all-star every year.
He won the MVP his first year.
Yeah.
He won rookie of the year and MVP. Rookie of the year and MVP.
Right.
He had over, you know, we talk about Altuve's 200-hit season. He strung together five straight from 2006 to 2010. He had five straight 200-hit seasons. Well, I'm sorry. What am I talking about?
2001.
I'm sorry. He led the league in hits for five straight years. He had 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 straight seasons with 200 hits. His first 10 years in the league, and we were like, Altuve did it, was four straight years, right? Three.
He didn't get here till he was 27 years old.
Isn't that incredible?
And he already, I don't know how many hits he accumulated in Japan. He had 3,008. He's got 3,089 hits in his career.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't get here till he was 27. He was a gold glove.
Insane durability.
Gold glove for the first 10 years.
Monster arm.
He was voted in. He was in the MVP race all but 1 year of his first 10 years.
His first 10 years, because that's kind of the line of demarcation for him for whatever reason. Well, probably because he was 36th in his 10th year in the league. He had over 30 stolen bases every single year. As well, he had 40 stolen bases at the age of 37. The dude had 29 stolen bases when he was 38 years old.
He's 44, and he's walking off a baseball field. Just walked off the baseball field for the last time.
Ken Griffey's was in the dugout as well, saying goodbye to him as well.
Like, his numbers are insane. When you revisit him, his numbers are truly insane. Now, he doesn't hold up the same way in today's sabermetric age, because everyone will point out, you know, slugging numbers were a little lower. His OPS numbers were at 757. So you'd like to be at that magic 800 number, right? So, you know, the argument was, well, look at all of his singles and then doubles. Where were the home runs? Where was it? I mean, give it a break. Triple. He had 12 triples one year as well.
But they said if he wanted to, because if he wanted to, he could have hit home runs.
Yeah.
If he wanted to.
He didn't sit down.
Yeah.
He didn't sit down.
He had one year where he had 15, another year where he had 13. He had three double-digit home run years.
He could have maybe gotten near the 20s. I don't know that he could have just, like, he's going to bomb him out at 30 or 40.
Well, if he, I'm not going to deny this dude anything with a bat. I really am not. He is a special, special player.
He was 27 of 78 in the postseason. He hit .346 for his career in 19 games in the postseason with an OPS of .836. From a fielding standpoint, had a monster arm. I mean, just an absolutely monster arm. He was that good.
Yeah. No, Ichiro is one of the, I don't know where to put him. In this era, would he be the starting right fielder? Over the past, well, certainly the decade of the aughts, he would be the starting right fielder. Of the all aught team.
Oh, man. I don't know. We got to go back and look at it. I mean, he was not a power producer.
Well, he was an all-star every year.
Oh, he was a tremendous,
of the 2000s.
Tremendous talent. I worry that he gets diminished a little bit because batting average doesn't matter anymore to people. It's not, it's really about.
Well, the number of hits when you lead the league in hits every year?
I mean, yeah. Well, hits takes you to OPS. I mean, takes you to on base.
He had over 200 hits every year. Of 10 years, every year.
10 straight years.
Yeah. Wow. Unbelievable. No, that's and an all-star every year. I'm going to put him in, of the 2000s, from 2001 to 2010, I'm going to put him in right field.
I mean, his first 10 years are really insane until he gets to 36.
Yep.
It's really, really good. It's not until he turns 30, he had that 272. And I remember us talking about it. It wasn't until 2011 where he started to fall off.
Yep. And he hit 300 one more time in his career, 2012.
I mean, started at age 27.
Oh, no. That was the season that he was traded, so he didn't have another 300 season after that. After his 2010 year. So, I mean, well, but he was 38. So, mm-hmm. I mean, goodness gracious, talk about.
What's Pete Rose's record for hits?
Pete Rose's record. I don't know. I forget what his number. What his number of hits is.
I'll look it up right now.
Yeah, 42. You know, is it 42 something? 42.56.
Yeah, it's. I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, it's 42.56. Good. I think he would have caught him if Ichiro would have started here. He would have caught
If he had started out of high school.
Well, I think if you start him at age, you give him 5 years. I mean, look, he had 38.89.
That's 1,000 more hits.
1,000 more hits. He's at,
or just more. Over 1,000. It would have been more at that point because he had 242, 262. Yeah, probably would have been more. He probably would have
been right there.
Yeah, he would have been right there.
He would have been right there, and he wouldn't have had to play until age 44, although he probably could have, I guess.
741 ESPN 97.5.
Dude, he had 10 stolen bases when he was 42. I mean, that's at age 42. You could hurt yourself just, you know, walking down some steps.
You're talking about yourself.
No, or you could walk into a curb.
Yeah.
Not.
You could trip over a curb and hurt your foot. And
not everybody
walking
is you.
You could.
You could because you've proven it to be true.
You know what? The other day I almost hit my face on something because I wasn't looking. And guess what I did? Like I still had that agility.
Cat quick?
Lateral, yeah.
Cat quick?
I still have some lateral agility. It's pretty good, actually.
Well, you know, athletes like yourself that are highly wired and tension.
I don't have
and
the
all
long
that.
Speed anymore.
If you're
going to
hit a curb with your foot, you're going to get hurt.
What do you mean anymore?
And I hurt myself gathering myself. I mean, I still fell at the end because I made a choice. I'm like, well, if I keep going, if I just go down, I can roll and I can.
Or you're being hit by a car.
Or I can keep going. No, I was just down the sidewalk going, like trying to run forward and catch myself. And it was.
I mean, you're so. It was such a tightly wound athlete.
Yes. Right.
Yep. You developed the nickname Lance QT.
You remember? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You're always a hamstring.
My hamstring is very, very. My hamstrings are very, very tight. They're not tightly wound. They're just tight. Like, I just don't have any
flexibility. Trendon Holiday, Willie Gault, Lance.
Lance Zuerlein, yes.
Trendon Holiday, nice.
Ben Johnson.
Nice. I'll tell you who else is nice. My man Craig DeSurf is doing it nice with that third annual car show. It's going to go down this Saturday. $500 prize for Best in Show, $500 for People's Choice. So you can be one of the voters. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's March 23rd. That's this Saturday. But check this out. When you go there for the Classic Car Show, check out some of the vehicles they have in inventory. They have been red hot selling vehicles. Right now they have 297 in stock. Now that's still plenty, but they have really been selling because they've had some amazing offers like that 0% financing for 72 months on the Chevy Silverado. If you want to take advantage of it, they've got that for well-qualified buyers. It is truck month, by the way, so this is a great opportunity for you. The Chevy Equinox, which is a crossover vehicle, 14% below MSRP. The GMC Acadia Terrain models, that's 16% below MSRP on those crossover vehicles on the GMC side. And, of course, as always, you're going to get unbelievable offers on the SUVs as well. The Chevy Suburban, the iconic Suburban. 2019, right now, 7% below MSRP on most models. And for current competitive owners, 11% below MSRP. So if you've already got one and you want to keep one, 11%. That is at least $8,500 below the MSRP. Take advantage of these great offers on pickup trucks, SUVs, crossover vehicles, and cars. My man in Angleton, Craig DeSurf, the extra few minutes is going to be several thousand in your pockets. Craig DeSurf over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and Chevy fan. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, or Chevy Cruze, your new vehicle is waiting at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zuerlein.
All right, welcome back. You're on ESPN 97.5. NCAA Tournament Day. These 2 days, what's better? What do you like better? The divisional round of the playoffs in football and of the NFL, or these 2 days of college basketball?
I would say historically these 2 days. I mean, maybe not as much for me this year, but I am very interested in Cougars. Some cool shirts by Running Game Clothing. I got one of theirs, the black ones that has a star and it just says Clutch. And then they've got one that says Cougs with the star. It's kind of an on-brand deal. And it just all says it's red and it says Cougs.
Are they bringing them in the studio today?
No, not that I know.
Great.
Sarah Jackson.
Wonderful.
Shout out to you. Yeah. Oh, you know what I do have?
Hey, Dell. Lance got a couple of shirts.
No, I didn't get the Coug shirt.
Oh.
He got some shirts.
Yeah.
I didn't get the Coug shirt. I just saw him.
Oh, okay.
I got food coming in for you today.
Do you?
By the way. Yeah. 8:30. Food's coming in.
We'll see.
Pierogies.
Pierogies.
So pierogies and tacos or just pierogies?
Just pierogies today.
I don't really do a Polish accent, so I don't know. I'll have to do, pierogies.
That's not
what you should
That's
ever. Not it?
No. I was going to be honest. I don't think you should ever do that.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
It's Ichiro Day, okay? Ichiro.
So you think the best way to honor him is to pretend like you're Mickey Rooney from Breakfast at Tiffany's?
That's different. That's Chinese.
Was he Chinese? I don't think he was Chinese
in
that
movie. Yes,
he was. Are we sure?
Yes.
Let's see.
He did the hat.
Y'all know that was supposed to be real. Yeah.
I thought he was being Japanese.
No, he was Chinese.
Yeah, no, it would have been Japanese back then, right?
No.
No,
he was being Chinese. He did the hat, the hat thing.
I don't remember. Okay.
Okay. Mickey Rooney. Either way, him up.
I'm looking it up right now.
He did have buck teeth, though. That was a little.
Oh, you think that was the biggest problem?
Yes, that was the biggest problem.
I think that accent and the. I think that was a big problem too.
I'm pretty sure.
Before he said anything, he made a noise.
So Mega Blast couldn't be more wrong here. He said, "Want to catch Pete Rose? Get 200 hits for 21 straight years, and you'll have only 56 more to go. No way, Seiin Ichiro would have ever caught. No way, Seiin Ichiro would have ever caught him."
He did have 10 years of 200 hits.
Yeah, we're looking at the math right now. If he would have started earlier in his career. You don't think he would have had 200 hits before age 27 for 5 straight years?
No.
Are you kidding me? That's an easy 1,000.
Yeah. When he was younger, he was doing that.
That's an easy 1,000.
And how many hits did he have in the Japanese league?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
John, you couldn't be more wrong on this one. The guy played a ton. He had 10 straight years of over 200 hits, and not just 201.
So he only needed 5 more years. That's all he needed. And he wasn't here.
Yeah,
by the way, he could have been.
His rookie season, John, 242. His rookie year at age 27, he had 242. His highest number, 262. John, trust us. If you go look at the numbers, it's hard to assume Ichiro wouldn't have been over 4,000 hits.
Dude started when he was 18, okay? And if he would have started here, he'd have 5,000 hits at 18. If he'd have started, because he played till he was 44. If he would have started here.
Yeah, you could shave it off and just take it to when he's 41 if you want, and you're still going to have more than enough hits.
He had, in the Japanese league, they play, they don't play nearly as many games. But his average, he hit 342, 358, 345, 343, 387. Now, it was the Japanese league, but when he got here to the States, 321, 312, 372, 303, 322, 351. He was hitting over 300 here. You have to imagine that early on it might have taken a little while to start, but there's no reason. If he would have started at 18 here and played till he was 44 like he did, he would easily have beaten Pete Rose. Easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would have had 9 years of hitting here in the big leagues when he was having well over 200 hits a year.
Mm-hmm.
242, 208, 212, 262, 206, 224, 238. John, there's no reason to believe that he would. Yes, do the math. He would have done it easily. Easily he would have if he'd have started here at 18 instead of in Japan.
And a less accomplished person of Japanese descent was Mickey Rooney from Breakfast at Tiffany's. His name is Yunyoshi. That's Japanese.
Oh.
No, don't. I didn't bring it back up for you to make the noise.
Oh, Yunyoshi.
I'm just telling you, it was a Japanese character.
He was a Japanese character. See, yes. He looked like.
I don't know.
I don't know.
No.
But he did funny things with his eyes and teeth that I think
fond of?
No, that I think was probably in. Listen, if that movie was made today,
it would never have.
I don't think they should do it.
They would have gotten an actual Japanese person, and he wouldn't have been living to the stereotype that Mickey Rooney was.
Maybe he would have been.
It's unlikely.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What's the TV show on ABC? Off the Boat?
Off the Boat, yes.
Yeah.
They're Americanized, though.
Okay, but they're still.
Yes, because they're of Asian descent, but they're not doing.
Thank you.
But they're not. They don't have buck teeth.
And but the person if the person has buck teeth, there's nothing you can do about it.
It's not based off a real person.
What if a Japanese person had buck teeth? Are you teeth shaming?
This character wasn't based off a real person.
Are you teeth shaming?
What I'm saying
is. Okay, so you would have gotten a Japanese person with buck teeth. Now what are you going to say about it?
I don't feel like you should be fighting this fight, John.
The story isn't based off a real person.
That caricature.
They just developed
terrible.
A character.
Well, what if the person had buck teeth? Are you going to teeth shame?
He wasn't playing a real person, so your argument is void. Voided.
Well, I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
What
stop
are you saying?
Teeth shaming.
I'm not teeth shaming. I'm just saying they went.
You were boo boo juice shaming just a little bit earlier.
I didn't boo boo juice shame. I just saying a man can't
go in a Starbucks when he has to go?
He can go in a Starbucks.
He can't drop a deuce?
I'm not sure why he's using the group chat to tell everybody.
I don't know why he had to tell us.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants. I'm just not sure why he had to tell us.
Why do we have to know this?
I don't know. And then he gave like the strong man emoji like he did something great.
Blew up the Starbucks bathroom. Like, well, he was proud that he didn't blow up our bathroom here.
Well, thank
you. Yeah, he was being a good teammate.
Well, thank you, Lance.
Not to the people at Starbucks.
No, a place he frequents quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, but they do.
Y'all want to get back to the real stuff? Are y'all done talking about my digestive tract?
Is this Starbucks the one that bothers you, that is slow or that doesn't have your coffee ready when you get there? Or?
Well, I've had issues at all of them at one point or another. But this is my daily one. This is pretty good.
Mine is, I go to the one right on Montrose, and you never know. I literally never know what I'm going to see that day. Because it's like a Star Wars, it's like a Star Wars Starbucks. Mm-hmm. And
the cantina? In Star Wars?
Yes. It's a lot like that. You never know what you're going to see. You definitely will see homeless people. And, you know, you just have to, you have to weave your way around, it's fine. Actually, guy this morning was very appreciative.
Zombies aren't real, but the homeless are the closest thing we're going to get to zombies.
I'm going
to
tell you, by over there, holy cow, it is growing. There's
tents
on the on ramp on 59 at Richmond. It's like a line of tents now. It's a commune, and you go to the Jack in the Box on Richmond. It's about Fannin.
Wow,
it is wow.
Let's call that Portland.
It is unbelievable. I just saw a story. They're getting really aggressive. They're pooping in cars in San Francisco.
They're opening cars.
They're opening car doors and pooping.
Why not? Why in there?
I don't know, but that doesn't seem like a place. Hey, here's a good place to drop a deuce. Why don't you do that instead of, you know what the Starbucks people are saying? Why can't Lance just drop a deuce in a car?
Just open random car. Do your business. Mudslide.
Cars are open for business, Lance. Okay? All right.
Dell saying the homeless were as close as we are getting to zombies. Bad.
It is bad.
It's not bad. Look, if you go to a Rockets game, like I used to cover the games in the media, and you leave at probably close to 11 o'clock, and it's nighttime, you don't think it feels like Walking Dead at night when you don't know what's happening, you don't know who's going to approach you. You're always checking your back, watching your back. It's the closest we're going to get.
Oh, my daughter said that.
That's bad.
Now I have to change the channel. Maddie, my daughter said that's bad.
Maddie doesn't.
My kids are super down with the homeless Dell, so you better be careful.
Yes.
Because they're less fortunate. My daughter is basically a nun right now. So you clowning the homeless.
It's not a clown.
She thinks it's clowning.
It's the closest comparison I can think of. Zombies don't exist, but if you're at nighttime and they're a horde of homeless, it's the closest thing you're going to get.
Yeah. That is a bad thing. We don't know. They're not zombies.
I didn't say they were. I said it's the closest we're going to get.
No, they're not. Ian says, tell Lance to please stop rolling his R's for Ichiro. He's Japanese, not Mexican.
Ichiro. I'm sorry. Ichiro. I meant to say Ichiro.
No.
Ichiro.
No, it's Ichiro. That's his name.
I'm sorry. I meant to say Ichiro.
It's not Ichiro.
So, ain't no way Ichiro was going to catch Pete Rose. Pete Rose was born in America and is better at hitting with bats. Ichiro, okay, he'd have been lucky to get 200 hits if he was 23 against American pitchers.
America.
That were born sometime in Latin America.
Thank you.
Still America.
Uncle Freddy says Ichiro. Altuve will catch Pete Rose.
I wonder if Ian's the same one who doesn't like when I say churro, and you're supposed to say churro.
Churro. No.
Stop saying it churro. Say churro.
It's America.
No.
Say the American word on it.
When
churro.
I go to Disneyland.
Well, that's a pronunciation. No, it's actually two R's.
Ichiro is not.
I didn't say Ichiro. I said Ichiro.
They're not two R's.
I didn't roll my R's. It's Ichiro.
Apparently you did.
Ichiro. I mean, you're not so. That's how it's pronounced.
Oh, it's Ichiro.
The Americans kill me with this. This is a huge issue for me. Like, people don't even say. My daughter's name is Mariana. That's her name. But it's like
Mariana.
Mati. It's like, no, Mati. It's Mariana. No, stop rolling your R's.
Mati.
Stop rolling your R's. Rolling your R's. Mati. Yeah, you're rolling it.
Mati.
Ichiro. Mariani. It's Mariana. It's the same thing.
Listen, we got to take a break.
Ichiro, I got in trouble at 790 by some guy called in. Tell Lance it ain't Mexican.
Stop saying churros.
Would you know
it's a Spanish word.
I can't tell you how much grief Mara Moreno gets when she says buenos dias in the morning. She just says buenos dias.
Who is she? I don't even
know. She's an anchor for Channel 13.
Oh, it's America, John.
She's Mara Moreno.
Yeah, you know what we speak here, John?
How could you be offended by this?
Because really? We speak English here, John.
Wait, you can't.
I'm waking up to watch the news.
I can't even say Ichiro.
I'm waking up.
I didn't say Ichiro.
You did kind
of. No,
I didn't.
I said Ichiro.
Kind of feel like you
I didn't hear that, but I said Ichiro. It's funny to think that you did.
It is kind of funny. All right, time to talk about, you know who else is funny? Jeff Aronoff. He's hilarious, this dude. I'm going to tell you what. He's like a comedian. He's going to come to your house and make you laugh. Oh, make me laugh. Funny. Oh, I make you laugh? Like, ha-ha funny, like a clown? No, Jeff Aronoff's not a clown. What Jeff Aronoff is, he's a dude that is going to come, and you're going to smile. You know why you're going to smile? Because he's fixing your house. That's right. Or your business. He's putting that patio in outdoors. He's putting it, it ain't easy to put in a patio. A lot of stuff that you have to, and you have to design it. And here's the deal with Jeff Aronoff. You don't need an architect and a builder. You've got it all in one. Jeff Aronoff can help you design. He helped us design our outdoor kitchen. It was awesome. Put in the countertop, put in everything that we needed for our outdoor kitchen. And it was perfect. And it was perfect. And we loved what he did. And you will love what he does too. All you got to do is Absolute Marble and Granite is awesome. You get 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. Give him a call. Let Jeff come to your home and give you that estimate. It's free. 713-880-2822. You got a big job. No job is too big for Jeff Aronoff and Absolute Marble and Granite. 713-880-2822.